Good morning, I'm Liam Elder Connors with VPR News. Senator Patrick Leahy says he's concerned the Trump administration is planning to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. That's because the president yesterday afternoon forced the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and, as we've heard, named Matthew Whitaker as the acting attorney general. Leahy says Whitaker should recuse himself from overseeing the Mueller probe because he's made comments critical of the investigation. And Leahy says firing Mueller could constitute an impeachable offense on the part of the president.
If it came out that it was done to obstruct justice, to hide criminal activity, of course it would be an impeachable offense. It was so smack of cover-up.
Senator Bernie Sanders is also concerned about the future of the Mueller investigation. He wants the Senate to pass bipartisan legislation that would protect the probe from any interference by the White House. Congressman Peter Welch says he hasn't decided who he'll support to become the next Speaker of the U.S. House. The Democrats won back control of the House on Election Day by capturing an additional 26 seats across the country. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has indicated she'd like to return to the office when the new Congress meets in January, but Welch isn't endorsing her at this point. He says he'll support the candidate in the Speaker's race who's most committed to making the legislative process more transparent.
For me, whoever the leader is, we have to make concrete steps towards decentralization of power, more power in the committees, and number two, a more open process where amendments are allowed, including offered by the minority. I want to make certain that that is a consensus among the Democratic caucus.
House Democrats are expected to choose a new speaker at the party caucus later in the month. And Montpelier has become the first municipality in Vermont to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. U.S. citizenship will continue to be required to vote in state and federal elections. Our news partner VT Digger quotes Mayor Ann Watson as saying she's proud of city voters for taking the step at this time in which the United States may be becoming less welcoming to immigrants. Several Maryland communities allow non-citizens to vote in local elections, and San Francisco does for school board elections. Any city charter changes in Vermont have to be approved by the legislature. And taking a look at the Eye on the Sky forecast for the VPR listening region today, variable clouds and sun in the north and mountains, maybe a spotty snow or rain shower, especially in the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny in the southern valleys and highs ranging through the 40s. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.